This is Terry Mendel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Chris Moeller, M-O-E-L-E-R, M-O-E-L-L-E-R, attorney at law of the Isaacs and Isaacs Law Group, address on file, period. The patient's name is Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, last name is Todd, T-O-D-D. Nancy Todd. Per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Nancy Todd, please note the following medical letter, period. On March 19th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 67-year-old female who is involved in an automobile accident on or about April 10th, 2021, period. The patient was the passenger in the front with the seatbelts on, period. The patient denied loss of consciousness, period. The other driver was on the cell phone, period. The patient was rear-ended at a stop, period. The patient was jerked, and the patient hit the left, the patient's left side hit the console, period. The patient had immediate pain in her neck, comma, head, comma, left hand numbness, comma, left upper arm pain and numbness, comma, tingling into the hand, comma, as well as pain in the left buttocks and down the leg, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, the patient still has neck pain with radiation down the left arm, period. The patient did have fusion surgery at C5-6 in February of 2023, period. The patient still has some low back pain radiating down both legs, with the left being greater than the right, period. New paragraph. The neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was informed that she had a herniated disc, period. The pain is constant and burning, period. It is a stabbing numbness-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 9 out of 10 to a bad day as well as 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left arm into the fingers with pain and numbness, period. It is a needle-type sensation, period. The patient did have surgery in February of 2023, period. The patient does drop items from her left hand, period. New paragraph. The patient's low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It was an aggravation of old pinched nerves, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a burning and numbness pain, period. The pain radiates down both legs, with her left being greater than her right, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next morning she was seen in the emergency room in Washington. She was seen in the emergency room in southern Indiana, period. She was released after x-rays and being placed in a neck brace, period. Approximately 1 week later, she saw her prior neurologist in Bloomington and was put on medicines, period. She was seen there several times for follow-up, period. She then saw a neurosurgeon and had an MRI, and this was later followed with surgery in February of 2023 at Bloomington IU Hospital, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 2 pounds, comma, sitting over 1 minute, comma, walking over one block, comma, driving a car 2 minutes, comma, sports, comma, playing guitar, comma, swimming, comma, horseback riding, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications including amitriptyline for sleep, comma, several blood pressure medicines, comma, pain medicines, comma, pregabalin, comma, and occasional over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes pain medicine, comma, pregabalin, when she can afford it, comma, as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, pinched nerve in her neck and her low back, comma, and insomnia, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals in February of 23, the patient had a neck fusion, comma, hysterectomy in the past, comma, cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past period. She did have a pinched nerve in her neck in 1999, but it was never treated, period. This automobile accident of April of 21 made her pain 50% worse, period. Prior to the automobile accident of April of 2021, she did have pain down the left arm, but it became 90% worse, period. The pain prior to this automobile accident was radiating into the fingers, but it became 90% worse, period. The patient is 90% confident that she would not have had surgery had it not been for the April of 2021 automobile accident, period. The patient has not had prior injections in her neck, period. She states the present pain in her neck is 50% worse than prior to the automobile accident, period. The patient has not had prior low back injuries, period. She had prior pinched nerves in 1999 in her low back after a hysterectomy surgery, period. Her low back was 90% worse after the automobile accident of April of 2021, period. The pain radiation, the radiating pain was 80% worse, period. The patient has not had prior low back injuries, period. At age 16, the patient was involved in an automobile accident where she injured her face, but did not have any permanency, was only seen in the emergency room, period. The patient had a fall through her deck 2 years ago, but did not have any significant injury other than she did have an x-ray of the left leg without permanency or treatment, period. The patient has not had any significant work injuries other than when she lifted a patient and injured her low back. She had physical therapy and it resolved in 3 months, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that the patient is not employed, period. The patient is unable to do heavy labor at this time. Period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent results I reviewed on review of the records, period. Emergency room physician documentation at Memorial Hospital, Jasper, Indiana, April 10th, 2021. Chief complaint is neck pain, motor vehicle accident yesterday, period. It is described as being moderate in degree in the area of the left side of the cervical spine and radiating to the left arm, period. Mechanism of injury. Patient reports she was in a vehicle which was rear-ended by another vehicle going 40 miles an hour, period. They did document abnormalities on physical examination, including diminished range of motion, period. They did CT imaging. Their impression was, one, no acute fracture or subluxation of the cervical spine, two, moderate advanced multi-level spondylosis, period. CT of the brain, no evidence of intracranial abnormality, period. They state that the patient was seen and evaluated here in the emergency room department, period. There is no acute traumatic injuries noted on the imaging, period. I discharged the patient home in stable condition, period. Impression is muscle strain of the neck, period. Another emergency medicine note, IU Bloomington. July 27th, 2021, 63-year-old female with history of chronic pain, chronic neck pain, cervical stenosis, degenerative disc disease that presents to the ER with acute neck pain times 1 day, period. She reports her chronic neck pain has really been bad since she was rear-ended 6 to 8 months ago, period. Has daily pain, period. Assessment was, one, degenerative disc disease, two, cervical spinal stenosis, period. They prescribed cyclobenzaprine and prednisone, period. IU Health Bloomington Hospital neuro tests states 63-year-old female who complains of pain all over the body and severe numbness all over her body that is worse in her left hand, weaker all over, period. Has been worse since she was involved in a motor vehicle accident in April 2021, period. We're asked to perform an EMG, period. Impression, this is an abnormal EMG of the left upper extremity, period. Goodman Campbell note, September 8th, 2021. I saw and examined Nancy Todd, neurosurgical consultation today. With a history of increased neck pain and left-sided arm pain in C6 and C7 distribution following a motor vehicle accident in April 2021, period. Assessment, MRI scan for assessment of left-sided arm pain, period. In regards to carpal and cubital tunnel syndrome, a more conservative treatment with hand splint and anti-inflammatory was recommended, period. X-rays of the cervical spine, cervical flexion and extension, August 5th, 2021. There is fusion of the posterior facets at C3 and C4, period. Impression degenerative changes as discussed, period. No instability identified, period. MRI of the cervical spine, September 29th, 2021. Mild multi-level degenerative changes described above with partial osseous fusion of the posterior elements of C3-C5, period. Josephson, Wallach, Munchauer, Neurology, History and Physical, October 7th, 2021. Given worsening of headache after motor vehicle accident in April 2021, I have asked she undergo MRI of the brain, period. The MRI was negative, period. Internal medicine notes, January 5th, 2023, state the 65-year-old female was referred by Dr. Todd Eads, E-A-D-S, for preoperative evaluation prior to C5-6, C6-7, anterior cervical discectomy and fusion on January 19th, 2023, period. Chief complaint is neck pain, chronic worsening, last 2.5 years after a car crash, period. Complains of constant pain in the neck going down both arms more to the left upper extremity, period, associated with weakness and tingling and numbness, period. Affects her quality of life. The neck pain affects her quality of life. Followed with Dr. Eade's imaging, show degenerative changes, period. After discussion of options, decided for neck surgery, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records performing IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of April 10th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed a large semicircular scar involving the anterior neck due to corrective surgery for this injury, period. The patient did have an abnormal gait, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion, with flexion diminished by 34 degrees, comma, extension by 38 degrees, comma, side bending by 26 degrees on the left, comma, 24 degrees on the right, comma, rotation diminished by 32 degrees on the left and 28 degrees on the right, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. There was no loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was tenderness and diminished extension by 6 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed the patient is left hand dominant, period. There was diminished grip strength in the left hand, period. There was a diminished left biceps reflex 1/4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2/4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the back of the left hand, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. This has resulted in the aggravation of her prior neuropathy that was a definitive cause of her fusion surgery in 2023 of the C5-6 and C6-7 discectomy and fusion, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number three, aggravation of her prior neuropathy and aggravation of her median neuropathy of the left wrist, period. Number four, cephalgia resolve, period. The above four diagnoses directly caused by the automobile accident of April 10th of 2021, period. At this time, I want to reiterate that the surgery at C5-6 and C6-7 of the discectomy and fusion of 2023 was directly caused by the automobile accident of April 10th, 2021, period. Despite the fact that she did have pre-existing disease and problems in the cervical area, had it not been for this automobile accident, the surgery of 2023 would not have been required, period. New paragraph. In terms of impairment, period, it is safe to say that the patient does have a permanent impairment as a result of her cervical and lumbar injuries, period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in both the cervical and lumbar regions for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions as the patient ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. Ongoing medications of an over-the-counter and prescription nature will be $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional back injections will cost $3,000, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.